Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's early. Well, it is for some. I guess it's late for other people. It just depends on kind of where you are and what you are doing. We're here to help whatever way we can make the day better and make you more intelligent, if that's kind of what your goal is. You're just here to have a chuckle. Wait till Jennifer takes off on me in some way, shape, or form, and Victoria will chuckle, and Jay will just say, oh, be nice to him. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. So, let's see, we have about 18 pages of information to discuss regarding, guess what? Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, COVID is number one, and Lindsey Graham, the senator, has tested positive. He's had his shots. So how come he was experiencing flu-like symptoms, I guess, right? Ladies, he has, did he have Moderna? What did he have?
I don't know.
Pfizer? Anybody know what kind of?
He didn't disclose that. No. He just said that his doctor told him that he would be a lot worse off if he hadn't been vaccinated. So right. He has sort of mild flu symptoms.
He said described it as having like a sinus infection, which is what he went and got checked for, and found out he was COVID. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of his rhetoric around this, was he early on? Did he have much to say about the vaccines early on? Was he an early taker of the vaccine? What's been his stance? Anybody know?
I think he's been very loud about it. I think he got the vaccine, and that was kind of it. So he hasn't been someone who's spoken out too much, at least that I've seen, one way or another, I don't think.
But he's in no danger, it would appear.
That we know it, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he came out as having it, but I don't know how long that's been going on. I don't think we haven't gotten a count from his doctor.
Right. I'm guessing it's probably
going to be
about a
fine,
week.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because everybody that the labs are really backed up again. So everyone I know who's gotten a COVID test, it's taken about 5 days. So he probably didn't feel well starting maybe a week and a half ago, and then went to the doctor, got the test 5 days later, came back positive. But like Jen said, he's already, on the mend. And
although I don't know that. I don't know if that timeline's I'll check out, because he, according to reports, he was on a boat with Joe Manchin. And so this has caused some trouble because Joe Manchin is really needed for this infrastructure bill. You know, it always goes back to what they're dealing with. And so I guess they were on some small boat party this weekend. And so Joe Manchin, I think, also had to get tested. He's been vaccinated as well. So I think they're trying to make sure that there wasn't anybody else that would have come into contact with
them. What other senators were on the boat?
The only two that I've seen so far are Manchin and Graham. I don't think they've disclosed any other ones, if there were any other ones on the boat.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, that makes sense, because if Lindsey Graham, if now they know that he has COVID, then, they trace back to, all right, well, where else have you gone, in case he was spreading it around to other people. So that makes sense. They probably had to test everybody who was on the boat.
Yeah. Has there been much information released about people who have been vaccinated and getting COVID, the breakthroughs, if they had Pfizer over Moderna or J&J?
Good question.
In Los Angeles, actually, yes. So it's funny. There was a study that came out about the people who are having breakthrough cases in just L.A. County. So this isn't across the country. And I don't remember the numbers, but of the people who had it, the most breakthrough cases came from Johnson & Johnson. It was 0.027, I think, for that. Then Pfizer and Moderna last. So Moderna seems to have the fewest breakthrough cases
anecdotally,
of the two-shot.
Yeah, and anecdotally, just in people that we know in our personal life who've had breakthrough cases, they were all Pfizer. which doesn't make me feel awesome because I got Pfizer, but my parents both got Moderna, and they're the ones I'm really concerned about. So I'm hoping maybe there is a little more protection from Moderna, however it's formulated differently. But like a lot of the athletes who are getting tested, you know, we saw like eight of the Yankees had it, and I think someone from the Red Sox, and a lot of different athletes, and they all have J&J. So they're not sick, they're okay, but they are testing positive.
Right. All right, so that's the next question then comes on wearing masks. And by the way, I guess congratulations in order, in a manner of speaking, 70% of the country, at least 70% of adults in our country, have at least one dose of the vaccine. So that means that they've hit 70%. The goal was to do it by July 4th, though, wasn't it?
Right.
This is bad. It's good. The seven-day average of administered doses at its highest level. So back up again. People are getting the message.
Yeah. I think people are getting scared, right? I mean, the vaccines are up 30% now in the last couple of weeks. I think people are realizing, all right, I think a lot of people said, well, I'm just going to wait. I've heard that from a lot of people in my life. Well, I'm just going to wait. I don't know what they were waiting for. But now they're not waiting anymore, so.
Yeah.
I think the FDA approval, I was excited to see that yesterday they actually had a natural immunity study that came out, which made me feel really happy because I feel like that's been a huge piece of the population that's been missing. Because when you consider the fact that there are 70 million Americans with the, or excuse me, that 70% of the population has a vaccine, and then you consider the people who are not getting the vaccine, at least half of them have probably had COVID or recovered from it. So we're looking at a very small number of people who are really considered the truly unvaccinated, who don't have any immunity. But the natural immunity, according to this survey that was released yesterday, is 8.7 times more effective than getting a vaccine. So natural immunity is where it's at. Now, the vaccine's not going to take that away. If you get the vaccine and you've recovered, you know, I guess you'll be doubly protected. But that's at least finally some information about people with natural immunity. And they talked about the fact that your antibodies will fade and that you have cell memory, which could last a lot longer than originally thought. So I think that's good news.
It is good news.
That is.
The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, announcing that the state is reinstating the temporary indoor mask mandate. If you're five or older, you got to wear a mask inside. People in Louisiana, among the states with low vaccination rates, they've had a lot of new cases. They have a bad surge going on, and so this mask mandate. What was the situation before? There was the reinstating would suggest that there was one there before. How did people take to it? How are people taking
to it now? Well,
remember
New Orleans was one of the early outbreak cities,
yeah.
And so they started, you know, shutting down Bourbon Street, and they tried to, you know, when the shutdowns happened a year ago, I think they made it through Mardi Gras, and I think then they canceled St. Patrick's, a lot of the big parade stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they did what everybody else did, or what most other states did, and there was a shutdown, and there was a mask mandate in the beginning, I think, but, you know, it faded away, and then now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Louisiana is so far behind, though, on the vaccination rates.
It's Louisiana.
A lot of minority groups, and it's been a slower thing to assume to get the vaccine because distrust of the government that's been built in. You've got a lot of rural areas in Louisiana where that is not being welcomed in. So I think it actually makes sense to me. I've heard they've had some hospitalization problems in Louisiana, which is why the governor was trying to do the mask mandate and all that stuff.
So apparently the White House is going to host a global summit on COVID. That ought to be interesting to see if the Chinese show up for that. The summit is
Are they even invited?
Well, that would be another.
Right?
Well, they started the problem. Maybe, they're not going to fix it. It's a bunch of people. Is it G7, basically, the people that are invited?
I believe it's the UN General Assembly, right? That's where they're going to have.
Yeah.
They're going.
October's
they're working
when
with,
they meet.
Yeah, they're going to have NGOs. They have. It's going to be. I mean, I don't know the specific details yet, but I think we'll probably learn more as we get closer to the date. But it seems like it's going to be G7 plus.
Are the G7 all of these countries giving vaccines to states or to countries that don't have the ability to get it.
Yeah.
They can't pay for it. So I think there's a lot of distribution going on, isn't there, from the countries that have the wealth to people or countries that don't have it.
Yeah, so we've committed to 500 million vaccines globally.
We have.
The United
States has.
And then the G7 members have pledged an additional billion.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. A couple of Americans going to Canada got on the short end of the stick for having vaccine documents that were fake.
Yeah, this is a cautionary tale.
I would say,
Canada's
yes.
not messing around. They got fined $16,000
each. How'd they find out? That they
because
had
they
fake.
Check. They call America, and because America, these two Americans had all this fake stuff in their fake little vaccine card. There are serial numbers on those vaccine cards, which is why I've been saying during the tech report for a year now,
mm-hmm.
you know, stop posting your pictures of your vaccine card. It's,
oh, is that
you know,
how
there's
they got
a lot
it?
Of in, yeah,
really?
So... Probably they bought them, you know, they probably bought them on eBay. So then when you get to the, you know, when you get to the whole system to go through across the border to Canada, you still have to stay in certain hotels and quarantine. And in during that time, it's like running a license check on you. They run the numbers and it came back that they were both fake.
Aha! Crime doesn't pay.
It does not, because that's a hefty fine to pay.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, $16,000
no
or something.
But, yeah. $16,000 a piece, yep.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The folks in England have dropped quarantine requirements for people from our country and other countries around Europe. If you've had the vaccine and you haven't got any signs of having the illness, then you can go to England, you can go to Europe, you can go kind of wherever you want to, I think, now, right?
But the problem, though, is that in the fine print there, it says that a vaccine that's recognized by the NHS, so it's the National Health System over there, they only used Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and I think maybe some doses of J&J, but people
much.
Who have Moderna... a friend of mine just moved to London last week, and she had to quarantine for 8 days and take tests and all this other stuff. She got Moderna, and they were like, yeah, we don't recognize that one.
Why?
I wonder. She said the system was so behind that they had no
really?
Way of... Yeah, they just didn't have...
But Moderna is recognized as a good, like, Pfizer, isn't it?
But only in America. Moderna didn't go anywhere else. So So if you are traveling and you have been vaccinated with Moderna... Just, you know, do some extra legwork before you get there.
All right. It's 18 after the hour. There will be reckoning for those of you who have participated in our social media, want to know what's trending. We're going to have all kinds of trending focus in a moment. Here, 18 after the hour. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have
questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three half the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Looking around at some of the trending things here, some interesting, interesting is probably not the right word. That's a lousy word anyway because it's not an interesting word. It's a pretty boring word. Anyway, there's a someone who's fairly well known in recovery, and we'll talk about that as that story is sort of just now coming out in a moment.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so this is sort of a heads up, one of these cases, Jay, where people get sick, and it's not from the usual thing, lung cancer, often caused by being a smoker, being around smokers, that sort of thing. Not the case, though, with Kathy Griffin, right?
Yeah, she announced that she had lung cancer just as she was about to go in to have half of her left lung removed. The doctors are pretty feeling good about it all because they're saying it's stage one. They caught it early. It's contained to just her left lung, so they were able to have.
So how would they catch something like this? I guess would be the question. Does she have trouble breathing?
Usually blood results will show something, and then it makes them want to do extra scans.
So that's why you need to have, ladies and gentlemen, a physical every year. Get the blood work done. It's people say, well, my insurance doesn't cover it. You catch stuff like this, unless you really are suicidal and you don't care, this is something, if that's the story.
We're assuming it shows up in blood work, though. I mean, she really is lucky that they did scans, because I don't think that's, I mean, scans are not typically part of a normal person's yearly physical.
Yeah,
so
she would have had a chest
X-ray. It is mine.
Yeah, and most times blood work just shows that your body is fighting something. That
the white blood cell count would be way up in the circumstances like this. Yeah, way up.
And she also is encouraging everyone, like you just said, Doug, to stay up to date on medical checkups. It could save your life.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm not a fan, but I get it. But this is, even if you're not a fan, doesn't mean you don't wish somebody well and hope that the thing comes out.
But I mean, I wouldn't be burning it up for tickets, but I don't think anybody wants to hear anybody getting lung cancer. That's awful.
All right. Somebody else who had a problem. Remember when Ashley Judd broke her leg when she was over in the Congo? This was how long ago? 6 months ago?
Almost 6 months ago. She actually said it was like 5 months, 3 weeks to the day. She is finally walking again. She has been recovering. She is loving her new leg. She... Not that it's like anything special, but just the fact that she has more time to walk around. And yeah, she tripped over a fallen tree while in a Congo rainforest. This was back in February. Took her 55 hours before they were able to get her out and then onto an operating table. She was chewing on a stick just to kind of help curb the pain.
Ooh.
But, you know, like, also, it's a global pandemic. Why are you in a situation where there's no hospital help and the little bit of help that they have should be going to people with COVID? I don't know. I think that there was just I'm sorry she broke her leg, but I feel like it just reeked of a lot of privilege. Just, you know, they had all the resources they had to use to get her out.
I think she may be cut from that cloth. I think she might be somebody that might be.
I like her. I have nothing against her.
I do.
She's massive. I mean, she wasn't on vacation or anything. Yeah. It wasn't like a usual stroll.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced that it will introduce new Super Cruise capabilities on 6 model year 2022 vehicles in the first quarter of 2022. Drivers can travel hands-free over 200,000 miles of capable roads across the U.S. and Canada. Some of the features are trailering, allowing drivers to trailer their boat, camper, and more while driving hands-free, automatic lane change, and an enhanced navigation display. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared. With windshield wipers that can handle anything, Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's ambassador to the United States said the Biden administration has asked for 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country when their visas expire on September 3rd. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will provide an update to the House on Tuesday about the steps being taken to distribute $46.5 billion in federal funds that were allocated to prevent evictions during the pandemic. Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward said Sellers' response was unacceptable.
We're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now that 70% of Americans have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, the new Delta variant is not causing more deaths. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. Martin Kulldorff on Fox News.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive, because you can still be exposed to the virus. The virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death. So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, 34 after the hour on the Wednesday. Today's Tuesday, isn't it? Right. August the 3rd is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues and friends, co-workers, co-conspirators. Jennifer Horan, who really is a co-conspirator in real life. Victoria Keelan, yeah, she fits the bill. Jay, nah, she's okay. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan. And Dua Lipa is going to make a surprise performance later on in this half hour.
That's what is amazing. I love Dua Lipa.
Why?
She's awesome.
But what makes her awesome?
all of her music? I mean, like, what's the point of liking an artist if you don't
like her name?
He just likes to say her name.
I don't know anything about her music. Okay. If you got a little of her music,
you're missing out.
Phil, what? Give me some.
Phil, pull up
some.
Levitating.
Levitating is the only one I like. Yeah.
Does she levitate? Or is this a story?
She levitates. The whole album is called Future Nostalgia. It's amazing. It's one bop after another. It's incredible.
A bop. So it's a bop, bop, a do bop, a bop, bop, bop. That's the kind of stuff?
Sure.
Huh?
Okay, you have it, well, Phil?
Where's Phil?
Are you re-recording the song?
Right.
Oh, boy. Spare no expense around
La, 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 la. Oh, I know this song. How old is she?
20-something? I don't know.
All right. I saw a picture of her wearing a string bikini with a hot dog t-shirt.
That's the only reason you know about her. That's where that came from. I got
to tell you that Dua Lipa could walk up to me on the street and ask me what time it was, and I would have no idea, but I do like levitating a lot.
Yeah. All right.
She could be like, hi, ma'am.
You would have to look up so far just to be like, just to look at her eyes. She is so tall.
Is she?
She's on Amazon.
Yeah.
She's dating Gigi and Bella Hadid's brother.
Yeah, Anwar.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's tall, too.
Gossip taken care of. Let's get into the...
I feel like we have our own Uncle Nino here, Jen.
I know.
Who's Uncle Nino?
Not quite as creepy, but borderline.
Not quite, but definitely same school.
Wait a minute. Hold on a
definitely
second. Who am
striving
I being,
for.
Who am I being compared to, please?
Jen, I'll send you a picture.
Right. Yeah, Uncle Nino.
All right, speaking of creepy, before we get to the Olympic gold list, I see Jeff Bezos... Do you pronounce it Bezos or Bezos?
No, it's not how I pronounce it. His name is Bezos. That's just how it is.
Okay. So last week, he said he wanted to help the folks at NASA by giving them $2 billion trying to get into the, I guess, into the space race with Elon Musk, because he's been given the contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was back in April of this year. He got a contract, that is Elon Musk, for a lunar lander to be established. And so SpaceX, which is the winning bid. So all of a sudden, Bezos now wants to get into it? Did he not bid?
No, he's been trying to get in. He did. He and one other company bid, but their bid apparently was so outrageous that NASA was like, well, we don't have the money for that, A. And they just didn't think, they thought SpaceX was much further along in the development phase of carrying astronauts to the moon. Mm-hmm. And they just felt that what Bezos had been doing, I mean, Richard Branson didn't bid on this. He's doing tourism, and Bezos is doing tourism too. So NASA kind of felt like, you know, they just weren't as far along, and the focus for SpaceX and Elon Musk has never been tourism. So Elon's going to hitch a ride on Virgin Galactic, but he's not actually getting into that business. It makes sense. And then Bezos tried to give NASA $2 billion, like, without any asking any questions. I mean, it's like, it was such an overt attempt at a bribe. It was crazy.
But that's how he does stuff. That's
of course,
his
M.O. He just buys whatever he wants.
He pushes his way in. And he's kind
with
of
the
worried.
Help of Amazon, right? Thank you, all the Amazon workers who sent
well, thanks
me to
all
space.
The people that buy this
still
stuff.
I can't believe he said that.
Amazon. Yeah, thanks to all the workers.
Yeah, the workers who aren't even paid a living wage. Sure, great.
Well, they get $19 an hour, don't they? That's a living wage for some.
It has been that's been such a battle with Amazon workers, COVID safety precautions that weren't there in the factories. It's been a mess. That's why they wanted to unionize.
Yeah, the whole business about going to the moon. Some of the shakeup here is because the Chinese have announced that they're going to send a man to the moon. And that's a shiver me timbers kind of a thing for the people at NASA. They don't want the Chinese up there nosing around and messing things up and doing who knows what. Whatever it isn't going to be good. The last time anybody was on the surface of the moon was 1972, Apollo 17.
I thought that was a Hollywood studio.
wasn't that the movie that O.J. was in? Who else was in that movie?
O.J.
was in a movie about a moon landing. I'm trying to remember. what the name of it was. But,
the sole role, other than his real crime drama, that I've seen O.J. in was The Naked Gun. I haven't seen him in any other movie.
He was funny in those, too. He really was.
Oh, my gosh. The Naked Gun, I'm sorry. It's still funny. It's funny. Still funny. Yeah.
Very funny. All right, let's talk about what's going on at the Olympics, ladies, shall we? The swimmers and this lady, did you figure out how to pronounce her name, Jennifer?
I don't know how to pronounce her name, she's the runner. She's from Belarus. She's a sprinter, and she was just granted a humanitarian visa from Poland. And do you know how many Polish people it takes to grant a humanitarian visa?
No, tell me.
For the ladies, that's an old joke. How many Polish people does it take to change a light bulb? Anyway.
Neither one of them had much of a sense of humor. Victoria's not laughing and Jay's not laughing. What's the matter?
It's an old joke.
I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's a critic around here. We're offending the Poles.
You
can't appreciate this dang humor that's just coming out of us. All right. Belarusian sprinter is Kristina Szymanowska. And she was granted a Polish humanitarian visa while she was seeking political asylum. She refused to board a flight back to her home country of Belarus after the games. She entered the Polish embassy in Tokyo on Monday. And that was confirmed by the Polish deputy foreign minister. One day after, Belarusian officials abruptly pulled her from the Olympics and took her to the airport before she could compete in the 200-meter event on Monday. They said that she's, I guess, happy and safe, according to reports from the Polish embassy. The Olympic committee
can't even go home and get your stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's typically how asylum goes. I mean, I think of... not that he's a sympathetic character, but I think of Julian Assange. I mean, if he steps outside, or if he did step outside, he was in trouble. The Belarusian Olympic Committee said it withdrew her from the competition because of her emotional psychological state, but told Reuters she was being forced to return home after speaking poorly about her coaches on Instagram. So she is heading to Poland in a day or two after getting her visa. And I guess
this on purpose to get some sort of other country to let her in?
I do.
Because Belarus,
and by the way, my people
that?
In the motherland of the Czech Republic also offered her asylum, and for some dumb reason she picked Poland, but whatever.
She could have been living in Prague.
No accounting for taste. Yeah.
Wow. That's a mistake.
So maybe that does
Sorry,
show
Poland.
You where she's at. I know.
All right. Meanwhile, the trans weightlifter Laurel Hubbard... has left the building, but apparently...
Yeah, for all the big hullabaloo that everybody wanted to make, she's a transgender woman, she's stronger than all the other women, no, she's out of the competition.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's one element of it, but I think the other way to look at this is, and this is what it's been questioning all along, if you can't cut it as a male weightlifter, you think you're going to do better in female sports. This woman she can't even cut it in female sports.
Well, she made it to the Olympics. I mean, that's, something.
From a woman who was a biological female who could have had that spot? I don't know. It's just, again, protecting women's sports, it's hard to compete when you are biologically at a disadvantage, and it's unfortunate, but that seems to be the new normal.
All right, so how have we done in the medal count there, Victoria?
Well, another big story is that Simone Biles just competed in her final event on balance beam, and she brought home a bronze. So that's probably going to be the last event that she is in, but a lot of people were really, rooting for her to come back in, and she did one last event, and that makes her pretty much one of the most decorated American gymnasts of all time. Mm-hmm. So she finished just behind two people from China. And so, I think that she gets to end the Olympic Games, probably retires now. This will be the end of her career. But at least she ends on a higher note, rather than everything else drama from
last year. What's the age range for some of these? The reason I ask that is because I see there's a youngster named Lydia Jacoby, who's 17 years old from Alaska, who took some medals in breaststroke. And then there are others, but I didn't realize that 17.
This Olympic Games has been really young. We've had 14-year-olds winning events. We've had in skateboarding.
There's a 13-year-old. Wait a minute, look at this 13-year-old.
Yeah. This has been like kind of like the Teen Olympics. It's it's been really impressive.
That's very interesting. All right, so what's the medal count?
The medal count?
Yeah, please.
You're going to hate this. So China has now tied the United States. 68 total medals. Now, they have 32 gold medals, and we only have 22, so they have more gold than we do. But overall medaling, we're still tied. And then the Russian cheaters, they are in third with 51 medals. Great Britain's in fourth with 42.
The Olympics is kind of a joke all the way around, in a manner of speaking.
Well, the other event that's happening right now, if in case people are interested, Bruce Springsteen and his wife, Patti Scalfa, are watching their daughter compete in the equestrian events that are actually happening right now. So they've been up drinking Bellini since 5:30 this morning.
All right, I want to know how Mongolia is doing in the Olympic medal count. Do you know? Mongolia,
really?
I think that'd be important
to
know.
You just love throwing random
stuff. Yeah, they're bubbling under.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Exactly. Well, I just think it would be interesting. The Ivory Coast.
Does Mongolia even have
Estonia? Let's see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Mongolia, really? Yeah. All right, they're 47th. They have 3 medals total.
See?
No golds.
Seek and ye shall find.
But you know the weird thing is, though? Okay, this is kind of funny. Mongolia is actually tied with Portugal.
Aha!
How sad.
See?
And Kazakhstan.
Trust my instincts.
I feel like
in
Portugal,
Mexico.
They're drinking wine, taking naps, having a good time over in Portugal.
Yeah, they're just like, we're not Spain. That's like the country's motto.
Yeah.
We have great wine, but we're not Spain.
No, we aren't. Speaking of having a good time, you want to celebrate? By losing weight, you've lost some weight, and you want to celebrate. That's cool. How'd you lose it? You lost it using Calitrin. That's even better. They had a Christmas in July sale. They've extended for another week. This is a really good deal, a best of the year so far. You buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy three, get three free. And so on and so forth. Adding more of these things. This is the buy one, get one free deal. Liquid and the capsules. It's on right now at toploss.com. So if you've heard the story of Calitrin and how wonderfully well it performs for you and those who want to lose the weight and keep it off, then help yourself. Go to toploss.com. And if you're still wondering how it may impact you, then talk to the personal Calitrin consultant that's there at toploss.com. And a lot of people have lots of questions about the differences between the capsules and the liquid and how this works. So the success rate is unquestioned, the great testimonials that are there, and then when you decide to buy the BOGO deal, help yourself, plus free shipping using the code DJV. Lose Weight Central is toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I already used that though once today. I'm not going to use it again. It's TikTok time, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. And here is V of the DJV program, Victoria, with an update on Zoom getting into a little sticky situation. So they've settled all of this. Is that true?
Well, we'll see. But yes, it's a first step. So remember, obviously, when, you know, over a year ago, when everybody went into lockdown and companies sent employees home and kids were doing, you know, schoolwork from home, and there was a mad scramble to get all of the Zoom video conferences and remote classes, you know, up and running. And there was no security from Zoom. Zoom was a company that basically very few people really used. And so Zoom became like the de facto way to communicate with your employees and with students. And so remember the Zoom bombings where people would, you know, crack into one of these Zoom calls and like have flash pornography or whatever it was, like different videos, and basically, you know, people were hacking in and just punking everybody. So if you were a victim of one of the Zoom bombings, Zoom has reached an agreement in a class action lawsuit over how it handled user data and as well as those reports of Zoom bombings. Essentially, they did nothing. So according to documents that detailed the proposed settlement, this was filed in the U.S. District Court in Northern California. Zoom will pay $85 million to go towards a fund for participants in this class action suit. So as part of the settlement, Zoom will agree to changes that are designed to improve their meeting security, bolster privacy disclosures, and safeguard consumer data. That's one of the things that they have to do. And then if you used Zoom over the past 5 years, meaning like even before the pandemic, anybody who used Zoom, you actually can get a piece of this action. And it literally applies to everyone who was on Zoom, whether you accessed it from, it starts from March 30th of 2016 to the date of the settlement, which would probably be end of July. And so if you had a paid account, then you'll get 15% of the money that you paid for your subscription, or $25, whichever one's higher. And then if you use the free version without a Zoom subscription, you can get a claim for $15, so you can buy some coffee and donuts. In the suit, Zoom was accused of improperly sharing user data without permission. This was a big deal because this is a Chinese-owned company, and so this was something in the very beginning of the pandemic. A lot of tech writers and tech reporters were kind of onto them and basically accusing them of selling this data to Facebook and Google. And we know Facebook and Google, they love nothing more than buying third-party data. So in July of 2020, Zoom rolled out several privacy updates, including stronger encryption, and now requiring the host to send out a passcode or a link to allow each member of the meeting to join. So they have stepped up their security, but, you know, I mean, we're all still using Zoom. It's not going to go anywhere.
Right. It'd be nice if we had the American equivalent, though, I think. Yeah, we do. I use Zoom.
Well, that would be
FaceTime
then.
Twice.
Not everybody has an iPhone, so.
No. Right. All right, 56 after. Get prepared to be Rickrolled right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I always thought this was a great song. Really, Rick Astley, it looks like Howdy Doody. That song goes back to 1987. I feel like a disc jockey now. All right, so what's the story here, Victoria?
Well, the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit, Never Gonna Give You Up, has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. It became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme and has reached the impressive milestone just a few days ago. Rick Astley took to the video's comments to share his gratitude, saying it was amazing and crazy and wonderful. And in a post to his fans, he said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place, and I'm very lucky." So the Billion Club, I mean, it happens more and more now, but the video hit daily views of over 2 million on April Fool's Day.
How much money is that worth? Do you get paid?
If he owns the rights to the song, he's making money off of it.
Good. Let's hope he does. All right, we've been Rickrolled, or Vicrolled maybe instead. It's 59.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.